Valley. Good evening, everybody, from St. Joe's Civic Arena. It's time for the basketball game, the sectional between the Mound City Panthers coming in here 27-1 on the year, and the Stanbury Bulldogs 22-3 on the season. One of those three losses all the way back in the very first game of the season when Mound City got the better of Stanbury by a final score of 72-42. That was back on November 23rd when that game occurred. In the game, Stanbury went 0-17 from beyond the three-point line. Don't expect that to happen. And 6 of 8 at the free throw line. Friday night, they beat Winston to advance to this sectional final against Mound City, 52-43. Winston was 25-1 when that game started and finished the year 25-2. Mound City coming to this ball game with a 27-1. They had a hard-fought 88-75 win in their district final against Worth County the other night. That was a game that Tony Osborne set a new career high and a school record with 62 points in that ball game for the Mound City Panthers. So these two teams, a lot to play for here. If they win, they move on to the quarterfinals, which will be Saturday night. Again here in St. Joe, but this time out of Missouri Western State College. That'll be Saturday night at Mound City wins. You'll hear it right here on Sunny 101.3. Tonight's game leads the Show-Me State's basketball pinnacle, the Show-Me Showdown 2022. This year, Class 1, 2, and 3 boys and girls basketball championships be held March 10th, 11th, and 12th at the JQH Arena at historic Hammond Center on the campus of Missouri State University in Springfield. See what March Mayhem is all about at Show Me Showdown 2022. For game information, you can log on to MSHA.org and find out more about that basketball tournament coming up. And Mound City hoping to get there for a second consecutive year with a win here tonight. In the games earlier tonight play here in the girls' contest, it was Mercer in a tie win over Tina Avalon this afternoon. The game that started at 3 o'clock. Platte Valley girls advanced to the finals, the quarterfinal with a 53-40 win over St. Joe Christian tonight. In the other boys' game, Green City will await the winner of this Mound City Stanbury game. Green City with a 73-50 win over Bramer tonight. That was the first game for the boys played here earlier today. Other finals to talk about, Johnson Bronx Eagles in a game you heard here a little bit earlier on Sunny 101.3 tonight. Johnson Bronx came up on the short end of a 38-27 score tonight. 38-27 was the score in that one. And CR was up 25 with about 3 minutes to go in their game over on KTNC. We'll take a 2 minute timeout. We'll be back and look at the starters and more information about tonight's game on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, my name is Jeff Nichols. Community Medical Center in Falls City, Nebraska has a new doctor on staff, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Strike. He just replaced my right knee, spent a little time at the hospital, both great experiences. I highly recommend Dr. Strike and Community Medical Center in Falls City. Dr. Strike specializes in treatment of sports injuries and total joint replacement. So if you have problems, give them a call at 245-6510. Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Back here at the St. Joe Civic Arena, where it is loud. The music is loud for one thing. There's a huge crowd on hand here. St. Joe Christian played in the previous game here in the girls' game, and Platte Valley had a big crowd here as well. The Mound City and Stanbury, there's people, Mound City fans are everywhere, and Stanbury's got a big crowd here, I think, as well, looking around. And, of course, you've got some people that are hanging on. There's some big folks here from Green City want to see what they're getting into on Saturday night against the winner of this game. And there are folks that are just coming here simply to watch Mound City senior Tony Osborne play. I know some gentlemen that are headed this way tonight are here already watching him, from coming around to watch him more and more, just to see him and his team play and see what they can do as things are picking up for the Mound City Panthers, trying to get back to that Final Four for the second straight year. These two teams have six common opponents this year: St. Joe LeBlanc, DeKalb, North Andrew, Northeast Nottoway, South Nottoway, and Worth County, and both teams beat them all. They went undefeated against those teams. Stanbury had a three-point win against LeBlanc, where Mound City beat them by seven. They both whipped DeKalb pretty good. And overall, Mound City has a little bigger margin of victory, but that's about it. Stanbury on the season, 22-3. They are allowing 40.7 points a game. Mound City allows 49.3. Stanbury scores 55.6 per game. Mound City averages 75.3 per game on the year. And on the neutral court this year, Mound City 11-1. Stanbury 9-0. So we'll see if those numbers mean anything. Whether or not they do, you never know. They may not. It comes down to who shoots and who stays out of foul trouble and all that good stuff that every good basketball game comes down to. Hopefully this will be a good one here tonight at Civic Arena in St. Joe. Take a look at the starting lineup tonight. First of all, for the visitors, the Stanbury Bulldogs, for Coach Nick Grewer, he will go with this starting lineup tonight. It will include Austin Swayback, a 6'6" senior, averaging 16.7 points per game on the year. Corbin Fletchoff averages 5.4 points per game on the year for Stanbury. Also, a certain night will be Colby McQuinn. Colby McQuinn comes into the game averaging 10.8 points per game on the year. He's a 33% three-point shooter. He's made 40 on the year out of 122. Also, a certain night for Stanbury, Tyler Swayback. He's listed at 6'3" and a senior. Tyler averaging 14 points per game on the year. He's a 22% shooter from beyond the three-point line. And Landon Marpick averages 6.9 points per game on the year. And he will be the fifth starter tonight for Stanbury's Bulldogs. For Mound City, Coach Brian Osborne tonight, a 6-foot senior. Brendan Tubbs is the starting lineup, averaging 10.1 points per game on the year. Also tonight, William Rother, a 6'3" senior. William averages 5.6 points per game. He, as we said, he does the dirty work. You heard Coach Osborne tell us the other night after that first, that second game, to win the district. He says he's almost our MVP. He says he does all the little things, and he does always answer the call, whatever we need. Will Young, 6'3" senior. Will coming into the season, he averages double figures per game on the year for Mound City. Gavin Summers, a 6'7" senior, averaging 5.9 points per game on the season for the Panthers, will also be in the starting lineup tonight. And Tony Osborne, a 6'3" senior, averaging 35 points per game. He shoots 39.2% from three-point range, and that range is unbelievable for senior Tony Auger. He can shoot from a long way away. The two teams are sitting down, getting their final instructions, getting ready for the introductions. While they do that, we'll take one more 60-second timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Peru State College makes it easy to go back to school and get your degree online. Peru State, they bring you the classroom. Fully accredited, affordable, accessible. Peru State Online Program. Flexibility delivered. Peru Online Program gives you the freedom to work anywhere with a connection. Go online to take a test drive. Peru State College. Check out the possibilities. Peru has 150 years of academic excellence. Visit peru.edu.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
This is Sunny 101.3.
And again, welcome back here to the Civic Arena, St. Joseph, Missouri. John Dixon along with you here tonight. Courtside, literally 5 feet off the court here at midcourt at St. Joseph Civic Arena. Mound City, the home team tonight, they'll dress in the white with the purple trim. The Bulldogs, they are black uniform with yellow trim. And we are just about ready to get things underway here tonight at St. Joe. Bulldogs have been introduced. Now, wait for the Panthers to finish it up here. As I said, it's going to be noisy. It's a huge crowd right behind us. Coach Ryan Osborne said, we're going big tonight. So there's certain Brenda Tubb, 6 foot senior. And let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 seniors on this team from Mound City in this ball game. 5 of them on the floor to start the contest tonight. Gavin Summer, the 6'7", will step it in there against Austin Swayback, listed at 6'6". Looks like they're about the same height. Now, see, right to left as we look at it, and it'll be Swayback to Swayback. And Sandberg gets the ball to start it out. Tyler Swayback will walk to the front court. He'll be picked up there by Brendan Tubbs. Off the right side, taking inside, and ball knocked loose. And now it's picked up. Turnover by Sandberg, and Mound City gets the ball. Osborne to the front. It was Young in on that steal. Osborne, a triple team, gets it out top. And now Young down the paint, dishes aside. Summers up and too strong. Long rebound in the corner, out of bounds. Also, good luck, Mr. Official. It's going to be Sandberg basketball. Team rebound. From our vantage point, I had no idea who that went off of, where we sat. So inbound in the basketball, Colby McQuinn. They'll get it right back now over the top to Martic. Martic to the front. Out to the top now, Tyler Swayback. They go back now to Swayback. Tyler Swayback passes it off, got it back. Get the ball to Landon Martic. Left side wing. Now back to the top of the basketball, Tyler Swayback moving right. Now pass to the right side, wing three ball, and Corbin Fletchall. First bucket of the game goes to Sandberg, 3-9. So as I said, they won't go over 17 from three tonight. In the backcourt, Auburn got away, now gets the ball ahead up the right side. Will Young, it goes to Summers, back to Young, right side for three on the rim, no. Rebound picked off by Tyler Swayback. Sandberg is a very good basketball team, 22-3. And an offensive foul is called by the official. Out top, going to be called on the illegal pick screen by Corbin Fletchall. His first and the first foul of the ball game. Oh. Now, wait a minute. You called offensive foul, sir. You indicated offensive foul. No. Oh, it's going to go their way. It's on Brendan Judge. He put his hand behind his head, indicating an offensive foul. But it's going to be, they call it, no. Inbound, way back. Up and good. It's 5-0 Bulldogs here early on. In the backcourt, a little pressure. Osborne to the front. Oh, there's got to be a foul there. They just ran over the top of William Rother. That foul on Swayback will be his first. Team foul number one. He ran flat over the top of William Rother. Now Osborne will take it into the back, near the backcourt. To Will Young, back to Osborne. Left side, three ball up and off the mark, no good. Rebound picked off by Austin Swayback. Panthers will have a short rebounding tonight. Give the ball to Tyler Swayback. Up the floor he comes, off the left side. Martic with it, down to the left corner, short, no good. Rebound by Ruther. Shot was put up out there on the far side by Fletchall. Now Osborne to the front, fakes the pass, up, oh, that could have been a goaltend. No, Ruther, the rebound to Osborne again, missed it too strong, and the rebound picked up by Landon Matrix. We come the other way with it now. To the front court will be Tyler Swayback. Excuse me, that's 15. That's Landon Matrix. 14 to 15. Now Swayback has it. Back over to Matrix. 5-0. Stanbury with an early lead. He played 2.5 minutes. Out on top, Tyler Swayback elevates, gets fouled. No good on the shot. Panther foul, and let's see who they got. On Rother, William will pick up his first team foul, number two, on Mount City. At the line, Tyler Swayback shooting a pair. 70% free throw on the year. It's up. It's off the mark on the back. No good. We're going to try to catch what they do to Osborne. They've been pressuring the ball coming up the floor as Stanbury. Free throw up and good. And it is 6-0. Stanbury with the lead here. To the front court. Coming up will be Brendan Tubbs. Now over to Summers. Back to Tubbs. Right side. He moves to the free throw area. Left side. And now it's going to be down in the corner and back out to Tubbs. Tubbs backing up to the top to Summers. Back to Tubbs. Open. Three ball up and too strong. And the rebound picked off by Martin. Martic out of there to Tyler Swayback to the front. He goes right in front of his bench on the sideline, in front of the Mount City bench on the sideline. Inside to Austin Swayback. Spins. Summers, good defense down to Martic. Right corner. Looks for a cutter through. He'll shoot it instead. No good. Rebound. Summers with it for Mount City. Gavin ahead to Osborne. Up the floor. Tubbs layup. Good. Mount City on the board. 6-2. 4:26 to go here in quarter number one. Tyler Swayback to the front. Moving from the right to the left. Out on the far side. Steal attempt by Oliver. He comes up empty. Skip the ball across. Now to Fletchall. Back out. Oh, inside. An easy layup over the top for Austin Swayback. And it's 8-2. Up the floor comes Osborne from Mount City. They pass him off from one defender to the other. They go across the lane with a pass. Now Summers driving in. Gets the ball away to Tubbs. And they'll fall, put it up. And good for Brendan Tubbs. It's 8-4. Stanbury with the lead. Tubbs with points for Mount City so far. Tyler Swayback to the front with the basketball on the right side. Now down in the corner with the ball there for McQuint. Back out top, Tyler Swayback. Left side wing, back out to Swayback. Deflected out of there by Osborne, out of bounds. Panthers will bring into the game William Heck. Somebody's got to leave. Who left? Summers sit down for Mound City. Now with the ball out top, Austin Swayback leans in over Rother, and he forces the play in off the foul. Takes the basket off the board. Austin Swayback called for the offensive foul. And the Panthers get the ball back. Osborne will bring it in to William Heck, and the senior will walk it up for Mound City. coming to the front on the left side now. Holds it. Gives the ball off to Tony Osborne. Osborne up the floor. Gives off to Heck. Cross court. Ruther with it. Back over to Heck. Just outside the three-point line. Oh, and Ruther right off his face. Out of bounds. William didn't see that coming. It hit him right in the face. And another Panther turnover. 8-4, 2:55 to go in the first quarter. Stanbury with the lead. A 30-point victory for Mountsy, the first time they played this year. Take the ball to the right side. Down in the corner now with it, Tyler Swayback. He'll go out to the top to Martic. Martic now inside. Boston Swayback, double team. Now back out of the top for three. It's up and it's down for Corbin Butchall. And he's got six, a couple of three-pointers. The lead is seven. Osborne in the backcourt around one defender. Pass two, pass three, all the way in. His finger roll is rejected by Austin Swayback. And it'll be Panther ball on the baseline. So it's down to 2:18 to go in the first quarter. No points yet for Auburn. I think Rother might have a bloody nose. Yeah, he had to come out. Coming out of there, William Rother, after he got hit in the face of that ball. Inbounded, Will Young, around a defender, pulls up, 10-footer, good. Will Young, probably about 12 feet out on the right side on the free throw lane. Quickly ahead the other way, Colby McQuinn. McQuinn knocked away, stolen by Young. Lobbed ahead for Auburn, stolen away by Tyler Swayback. Swayback up the floor, knocked loose, steal. Brendan Tubbs, Young calls that one. Now up the floor, their way, Young, a long three. Buries it. Nothing but Denver Will Young. And it's 11-9. Stanbury up by two. The Panther defense turning it up a little bit here. To the front court, Ty Swayback off the left side for Metric. Martic, excuse me. Back to Swayback. Dribble into the paint, all the way in. Finger roll, no whistle, and a foul. Somebody got him on the head. I believe Summer is going to be called for the foul. Officially got in the way. Yep, Gavin Summers with the foul. His first team foul number three. And that will put Tyler Swayback at the line to shoot two more. One for two in the game, and now one for three as he came up short on that one. Kevin Cameron coming in, a junior. Checking into the game now for Stanbury. Rother has been intended to, but the trainer over there looks like he's ready. Free throw up and good, and it's 12-9. Heck, up the floor for the Panthers on the right side. Hands it off to Summers. And now with it, Tubbs. Tubbs gives the ball off again. Heck, now out to Summers. Left side, three ball. Too strong. The rebound brought down, and it's going to be Tubbs taking it away. Now to Young. A floater from the free throw line. No. Out of bounds off Summers. It'll be Stanbury ball. 63 seconds to go in the first quarter. Heck, out of the ball game for Mound City. Checking in will be Keaton Zemel, the 5'10 sophomore for the Panthers. You got to credit the Stanbury defense for keeping the ball away. Tony Osborne so far here in the first quarter. Off the floor with it. McQuinn stops in the circle. Now inside it goes. Austin Swayback spinning on Summers. Gets in deep. Missed it. Fight for the rebound. Swayback got it. Summers blocks it. Swayback got it again. Up and down. Layup is good. Well, you get enough three. You get enough rebounds on the offensive end. Now the 5-point lead. The other end now left side. Tubbs fake the two. Drives in all the way. Reverse layup. Got to go. He's got his third field goal in this first quarter. 22 seconds to go in the period, 14-11, Stanbury by three. Up the floor, Ty Swayback stands at midcourt, seesaws the ball back and forth, guarded by Tubbs out there. Swayback, seven on the clock, moves right, gets a pick, dishes off down low, stolen away by Osborne from midcourt on the way, and just off the mark. After one, Stanbury 14. Mount City 11, back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Sunny 101.3.
And we are back here at St. Jude Civic Arena, 1411. Stanberry with the lead over Mound City. Ball comes in. The pass is good to Oliver for a long three on the rim. No good. That was a long three. And now over to Will Young off the offensive rebound up. No good. Rebound grabbed up by Murdick. His third rebound, and Sandberg is doing a good job on the boards. Up the floor the other way. Now with it, inside, sway back, and now out to Tyler, sway back for three. Dropped it through the bottom. He's got seven. Third triple of the ball game for Sandberg, and they are up by six. Osborne left side with it. Tubbs for three. Got it on the left side. Nine for Brendan Tubbs. Well, they shut down Oliver, which I don't think they'll be able to do the whole game. Where are the points going to come from Mount City right now? Brendan Tubbs with nine and Will Young with five. 17-14. And Young knocks the ball loose and it goes off the hand of Colby McQuinn on the baseline. Panther basketball. Somebody's got to stay back and get the ball, fellas. Will Young will come back and take the long pass up the floor from Keaton Zimbles. Rother's back in there now. Now Zimbles up the floor. Will Young at the top of the key, left side. And it's Tubbs moving in, trying to reverse at the side of the backboard. Rebound picked off by Austin Swayback. He'll get the ball away. Ooh, nearly traveled. Throws it up the floor, knocked loose by Oliver. Tony's got the ball up the floor. He comes. Driving in off to Rother. Back to Oliver for a long three. On the rim. Won't go. Rebound by Stanberry. And they hit an outlet. And now it's Martic with another rebound. 17-14. Here come the Bulldogs. Inside high post, Austin Swayback kicked it out left side. And now to Ty Swayback again on the left side. And a long triple off the rim. No. Rebound ran down by Rother. He'll get it away to Zimbles. Keaton will leave it for Tony Osborne. Coming up, double team to midcourt to Zimbles. Left side to Young. Bounce inside Rother. Back up Zimbles for three. In and out. No good. Young follow. Missed it. Got it back. And hit it the second time. 7 now for Will Young in the ballgame. And it's a 1-point Stanberry lead. 17-16. On the left side, get the ball inside across. Austin Swayback, a nice pitch across from Martin. And Austin Swayback able to dunk it home. And it's a 3-point game. Young around the back, got a man in the air. Shoots, no. Rebound, brought down Martin again. His fifth rebound. And now he'll pass off and get it right back with 5:18 to go in the first half. Long three, short on the rim. Rebound to Oliver. Coming up the floor, one defender, two defenders, goes around all the way to the hole, layup is good. Johnny Osborne with the blow by all the way through. It's a 1-point game, 19-18, Stanberry. Now Ty Swayback coming to the front court with the dribble, picked up by Tubbs. Tubbs off the left side, Swayback drives that way. Now it goes to Austin Swayback, one-on-one with Rother on the right side. Backs in, Rother goes down. We've got a foul called. Rother and Swayback got their feet tangled up, and I'm afraid Rother's going to get hit with a foul. He is. That's going to be Williams' second foul, team foul number four on the Panthers. Two fouls so far in the ballgame on Stanberry. from the baseline. They will inbound the basketball. Come into Ty Swayback. Pushes it up for 15, right baseline, no. Rebound brought down by Reuther. Ahead, Auburn for a long three around the rim, no. And the rebound, Austin Swayback. Man, Panthers shooting from that second three-point line instead of the high school line. Timeout called by Stanberry. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
C&M Seed Center, LLC, is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available, too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center, LLC, 660-442-6085. Or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City. Missouri.
This is Sunny 101.3.
4:29 to go in the first half. It's a 1-point Stanberry lead. The Bulldogs have the ball, and it's Swayback. Tyler up the floor all the way to the whole way up to the river bowl. That's good. Swayback with 9 in the ball game. It's a 3-point advantage for the Bulldogs. Will Young will bring to the front for Mound City off the right side. Now to Reuther. Back to Young. Fakes a long three. Drives up, pulls up, shoots, and scores. He's got 9, and it's now 21-20. Stanberry with the lead. To the front now with it. Landon Martick with the basketball. Off it goes. Tyler Swayback again. Left side, Martick. Martick with the basketball. Moves, looking inside to the high post, also sway back, and underneath, wide open, getting away, will be McClick, and he gets his first two, and it's 23-20. Osborne up to four, against traffic, off the glass, no good, another rebound by Austin Swayback. Osborne is getting batted around all the time up the floor here. And now to the front court with the basketball. Austin Swayback backing in. Back to Martick. Out to Tyler Swayback. And now to the right side for Corbin Fletchall. Right side baseline of the basketball. Landon Martick with the ball. And he tried to throw underneath. And the ball is going along about City. And now we're going to have the officials get together. What are we going to do? Change your mind? Let's see. Yeah, it's going to be Stanberry basketball. They're going to give it to Stanberry after that, all right. From the right side, off the baseline, about 10 feet, bring it in there for McQuinn. Off the floor, now hand it off, Martick, to Ty Swayback. Gavin Summers back in the post for Mound City defensively. And now a lob inside. Austin Swayback makes the catch against three defenders. And he got fouled by one of them on the shot. He'll go to the line, I think. Foul on Mound City on Brendan Tubbs. He picked up his second foul. So he and Rother with two each. Gone shooting, bring the ball in, another foul. Going up for the shot, Kevin Cameron. He's going to go to the line to shoot, too. Foul go against Mound City. It's on Peter Zippel. Team foul number 6 with 2:47 to go in the half. Free throw up off the mark. No good by Kevin Cameron. He'll have one more here. Second free throw coming. Up and no good again. Rebound to Tony Osborne. He'll fly it up the floor to Zimble. Zimble's going in one-on-one up. And Brock has got the goaltending that it is. Austin Swayback got way up there. Zimble will get the credit for the bucket as it's slapped on the way down. 23-22, Stanberry by one. 2:38 to go in the half. Ty Swayback bringing it up the floor, guarded by Tubbs. That is Brendan Tubbs with 9 points in the ball game. Giving the ball left side. McQuinn drives in. slap by Will Young, taking away Gavin Summers, and now Zimbels ahead to Tubbs, driving in, goes underneath the bucket, back out top Summers, left side we go, and Zimbels for three, in and out, no, rebound to Will Young, Young back up, in and out, no, Gavin Summers the rebound, up and good, and Mountain City has their first lead of the ball game at the 157 mark. 1:57 to go in the second quarter. Mountain City gets their first lead, 24-23. Now, sway back to the probably 1:45 to go in the half. Now, the ball, Martik, Landon Martik, dribbles around, guarded by Osborne. Picked up his dribble and gives it to Tyler Swayback. Senior guard with it between the legs, floating left. Back up off the right side to McQuinn. Austin Swayback, guarded by Summers. Leans up and under, and he got the finger roll to go. Eight for Austin Swayback. And the Bulldogs back up one, 25-24. And it's Tubbs, shoots strong, rebound loose. And it's going to be picked up by Swayback. Up the floor with it, Tyler Swayback. Minute and five left in the first half. Off the floor, and under Swayback, defender fell down, Swayback shot it, and made it, he's got 11, and now it's 27-24, Stanberry. Now, City really not even looking for Tony Oliver, just a decoy, standing outside. Summers way outside, too strong, goes to the deck, no good, rebound, Austin Swayback. And now Stanberry with a chance to shoot a little dagger in the Panthers here before the half. Austin Swayback having his own way inside. Back out to Tyler Swayback. And now he'll fire for 15. He's going to make the line. He's got 13. And now the Panthers with 19 seconds get it ahead to Osborne. Up the floor. They shoulder him. He goes all the way to the hole. Back out to Summers. Now to the side. And it's Young for three on the rim. No. Rebound brought down by Martik. And now, 4 seconds to go. Martik ahead, up the floor, across the court. Shot up, no good, too late. But at halftime, it is Stanberry 29, Mount City 24. Mount City had the lead briefly in the second quarter, but it was gaining back. For the take the lead by Stanberry. It's 29-24 at halftime. Back in 2 minutes from Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Like a prairie wildfire, the word is spreading fast. Try it and you'll agree. Dan's Country Meats quality is the best in the Midwest. Schedule your appointment now for your beef and pork custom slaughtering and processing. Place your orders for quarters and sides of Dan's Meats. Special cut to your satisfaction. Always a cut above the rest. Dan's Country Meats, your one-stop store for gas and groceries too. Located on the cutting edge of Highway 4 in Table Rock, Nebraska. Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Marmon City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farman City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farman City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
along me back here to St. Jude Civic Arena, where we have a halftime score of 29-24. San Marino Bulldogs leading the number one ranked Mound City Panthers here tonight. It was 14-11 at the end of the first quarter. Mound City briefly got the lead, 24-23, and then got outscored 6-0 over the final minute or so of quarter number two. In the first half, the scoring goes this way. Tyler Swayback has 13 points in the ball game for Stanberry, the point guard. 8 points for his brother, Austin Swayback. 6 points and a couple of threes in the first quarter for Corbin Fletchaw, and 2 points for Colby McQuinn in the first half. Stanberry is 2 out of 6 at the free throw line in the first half tonight. Mound City has not been to the free throw line tonight. Brendan Tubb has 9 points for Mound City. Will Young has 9 points for the Bulls or for the Panthers. And then it's 2 each for Gavin Summers, Peyton Zimbles, and Tony Osborne. Stanberry has done an outstanding job of keeping the ball away out of the hands of Tony Osborne in the first half of this ball game. Not to be unexpected that they would try that, but as soon as Osborne gets the ball in the backcourt, he gets bumped. Not terrible, but it's physical contact all the way up the floor, and one defender passes him off to the next and on to the next as he moves up the floor. As it was said, no free throw attempts in this first half tonight, and they trail at halftime 29-24. Right now, we'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll check in with the weather. Then another break from our sponsors. Say thanks to them for making high school basketball possible on Sunny 101.3. Back after these words on Sunny 101.3.
Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. With regional strength and a local advantage, they're committed to serving your financial needs through qualified, individualized customer service. Visit fscbank.com to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at the Farmers State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. Farmers State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender, NMLS number 430503. Energy is a manufacturer of grain neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at goldentriangleenergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
Allen and the staff at Yoakum Service on East 2nd in Mound City would like to wish the Mound City Panthers success in today's game. The Mound City Panthers and Yoakum Service are two winning teams. Farmers, in order to have a great growing season, team up with Yoakum Service. They have the chemicals to keep your crops healthy and the fertilizer to produce a record crop. Yoakum Service. See them in Mound City today.
MC Auto and Truck Repair, family owned and operated with over 35 years of experience. Get your repairs done right with the ASC certified Master Tech experience and knowledge. MC Auto and Truck Repair in Mound City. Call Kurt, Blake, or DJ at 660-442-5600. If your vehicle is acting up, get it fixed and running right with MC Auto and Truck Repair. 208 Nebraska Street in Mound City. Call today, 660-442-5600. That's MC Auto and Truck Repair, 660-442-5600.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Mainly clear skies tonight with a low of 38. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 79. Mainly clear again tomorrow night, lows around 31. A mix of clouds and sunshine and dry Thursday. Clouds on the increase by Friday. Mid-50s Thursday, upper 60s by Friday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, my name is Jeff Nichols. Community Medical Center in Falls City, Nebraska has a new doctor on staff, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Stripe. He just replaced my right knee, spent a little time at the hospital, both great experiences. I highly recommend Dr. Stripe and Community Medical Center in Falls City. Dr. Stripe specializes in treatment of sports injuries and total joint replacement. So if you have problems, give them a call at 245-6510. Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
Sunny, 101.3.
Halftime here at St. Joe's Civic Arena, where the score is 29-24, the lead to the Sanbury Bulldogs. Take the responsibility for teaching students that any competition, no matter what it is, must be played within the rules. If any game or contest are never enough, never get enough thanks and their efforts for the officials account for the fairness of the competition. Here at Missouri High School officials, thank you for a job well done. This message brought to you by your friends at Missouri State High School Athletic Association and Sunny 101.3 Radio. Here we go. Third quarter action underway. Stanbury basketball. Stanbury has just been drilling Mount City on the boards. Awesome Swayback with 7 rebounds. Landon Matt Martin with 6 in the first half. And we have a foul here on Mount City. And foul on Rovers. This is his second. Okay. That's what I've got. Here we go. And the ball knocked out of bounds by Osborne. So Sandberg goes right to left here in the second half tonight. Bring the ball into the left side. A ball tipped. Osborne ends up with it. Tony Osborne on the run the other way, all the way in, lays it up and good. Osborne with his second hoop makes it 29-26. Mound City showing pressure. I've never seen Tony Osborne held the 2 points in the first half. And the rest of his team is doing a good job of keeping him in the ball game with some points. As I said, the rest of the team is good. Osborne went for the steal. Tipped away. Forward. Osborne runs it down in the corner. Slides. Drives in. Layup is good. Can't get it done on offense. Get it done on defense. Defense leads the offense. And now the Panthers back on defense, down by one, 29-28, 6:58 to go. On a shot by Tyler Swayback. Oh, it hit the rim, it went to the backcourt, and it went back in. He's got 15 in the ball game. So it's basically box and one on Auburn here, on the defensive end. No, it's not. It's triangle and two. Here we got two guys watching him. Here's Will Young out top. Rother with it. Rother with it. Bounce pass down to Tubbs. Thought about it. Hesitated. Down drives in. Shoots around the rim and in. 11 for Brendan Tubbs. 31-30. Stanbury with the lead. And they'll come up the floor with it. Landon Martick to the front. To the high post with it. Swayback. Now down to Austin Swayback on the left side. Bounce pass out top to McQuinn. Back to Austin Swayback, the 6'6 senior. Take the ball inside. Ty Swayback, triple team. Gets it away. And now a three-pointer around the rim. No good by McQuinn. A rebound brought down by Tubbs. Tubbs to Oliver up the floor. Double. Trip. Got away. Keeps the ball. Pulls up for two on the rim. Won't go. Rebound, held ball will go to Mount City. Alternating possession will stay with the Panthers. So Tony forced it that time. He said, I'm going to keep the ball, and I'm going in, and I'm going to shoot it. And timeout called by Stanbury. They'll take a 30-second break. We'll take a 30-second break and be back on Sunny 101.3.
Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Panther basketball on the baseline. Looking at the inbound, they get into Will Young. 10-footer. Short, no good. Rebound, Tubbs. Short, no good. Another Tubbs rebound, and he gets two in a row. And now a steal by Stanbury, and a layup at the other end by Funchal. He's got eight the ball game now, and it's 33-30. To the front court now on the right side with the ball. Now it'll be Will Young. Thought about a long, thought better of it. Back to Will Young, way outside, goes the high post to Gavin Summers. Bounce pass back, and Young fires, missed it. Rebound, knocked away. Colby McQuinn comes up with it. He'll get it to Tyler Slay back. And here comes Stanbury, up by three. 4:55 to go, third quarter. Off the floor, bounce pass down, nearly thrown away, and now out of bounds, tipped away by Ruther. So it'll be Stanbury ball underneath their own bucket. 4:49 left in quarter number three. Lob the ball in, making the catch. McQuinn used up his dribble. Now gets the ball away over the right side to Martick. Martick holds inside, ties Sway back, shoots, and scores. He'll turn around about 6 feet. He's got 17, and the lead is five. Oliver up the floor, over to Summers. Bounce pass back, down the middle. Ruther couldn't make the catch. Taken away, Landon Martick. Turnover by the Panthers. Panthers came out. Very aggressive defense to start the third quarter. Got them back close. And now Stanbury has adjusted. Here we come. Martick with the ball. Gives it up, and a loose ball. Tipped away by the Panthers, by Summers. Now Roper will hold up and give it to Summers, a 6'7 senior. Off to Osborne. Drives in, off balance. Knocked to the floor. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Tyler Swayback, I believe we get called for the foul here. His second first foul of the half on Stanbury. Osborne at the line has 6 points and missed that. 74% free throw shooter on the year. Second one coming. Ready, fires, drills it. 35-31, Stanbury. Timeout called, I believe, by the Panthers here. Full timeout. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Halfway through quarter number three, 35-31, Stanbury leading Mound City here. Number one ranked Mound City trying to get back to the Final Four for a second straight year. A tough one here with Stanbury. You knew it would be. They knocked off 25-1 Winston on Friday night to get here. Now after 27-1 Mound City. Hang a panther up on their wall. Now sway back up the floor to Colby McQuinn. He gets it off now right back. Martick with it. Martick, panther, extending the defense out farther in his zone. A 1-3-1 it looks like here. Tubbs on the bottom of that zone. And now out top, we're going to see, and now inside, it goes to Austin Swayback and back out to the top to McQuinn. Over the top, now to Mardik. Mardik will hold it. Back over the near side, McQuinn. Left side, Tyler Swayback. Inside to Austin Swayback. Reverse layup against three defenders is good. 6-6, and he can really jump. Hard to handle, the lead is 6. To the front court, Osborne, left side, Young. Will Young around the right side, pulls up, and further good. 11 for Will Young, 37-33, Stanberry. In the backcourt with it, McQuinn. Now to Mardik, throws to the front to Ty Swayback. Up the floor on the right side with the basketball now. Austin Swayback, trapped on the sideline, gets it away to Mardik. Mardik dribbles around a defender, Rother. Down City. Now McQuinn from behind, knocked away by Osborne. It ends up in the hands of Austin Swayback. It hangs on the rim. It won't go. And the rebound to Summers. Ahead now to Will Young. Pulls up. Up and under. Fake shoots and scores. Didn't get a foul, but he got her in. It's 37-35. Stanberry. Out to the front court. McQuinn with the basketball. Cross court, Mardik. Out here midcourt. Lobs it down to Ty Swayback. Back out to the top to Mardik. He looks inside. Nobody there. Now Austin Swayback. Back to Mardik. Left side, McQuinn for a long three on the rim. No. Austin Swayback, the rebound. Knocked away by the Panthers. He's drilling it back. Turn, shoot. The jump up is good. He's got a dozen. The lead is 4 again. Now Summers will bring the ball up to 6'7" senior for Mound City. Over the left side to Will Young. Osborne on the right baseline. Two guys watching Hill. Triangling two here. Young down inside. Out Rother to Tubbs. Drives. Floats it up. No. Rebound brought down. Summers. No. Rother. Rebound. Rother looking. Trapped underneath. Gets it to Summers. He'll shoot it. Miss it, but a whistle, and we got 3 seconds on Mound City. Not surprised by that. They were in there a long time. Minute 14 to go in the third. Mound City down by 4. Coach Nick Brewer up to take your time. Summers steals it, lost it, got it back to Osborne. All the way in, layup is good. Osborne now with 9 in the game. It's 39-37 with 55 seconds to go. Third quarter. Panthers down by 2. Ahead to McQuinn. Reaching for the back. Osborne came up empty that time. Out to Mardik. Right side, and now inside, stolen by Rother. Makes the steal, looks, needs help. Lobs it towards me, I don't want it. It's with the Summers. Summers up the floor, right side. Going to the hole, back out to Young. Young fakes the three, drive, shoots, no. Rebound, Rother again. Rother to Young, and it goes off his hand and off his foot, out of bounds. Not out of bounds, it goes to Stanberry to the front. Mardik with it. Panthers lost an opportunity to tie the game there. Out top with it. McQuinn. Big momentum boost if they score here. Under 10 seconds to go. Right side. Catch on the right block. A shot up. No. Rebound. Summers knocked to the shot. No good by Fletchoff. And that wins the third. Stanberry 39. Mound City 37. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Tiffany Care Centers has been providing quality care from people who care for 40 years. At Oregon Care Center, Tiffany Heights, Pleasant View, we offer short and long-term rehabilitation, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, and one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. You deserve the best, and the best is at Tiffany Care Center facility. Go to tiffanycare.com to see how we can help you.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Sunny 101.3.
8 minutes up on the clock. That's what's left in a whole 17 seniors. Sanbury basketball, they're up two. 39-37. Sway back to Martick. Back to Sway back. Stolen by Rother. Rother going in. Up and we're tied at 39. Rother gets the steal and the layup at the other end for Mound City. His first two of the night. Here's the ball stolen. Tubbs reaches over. He probably got called for foul. Do we have a timeout? We got a timeout by Snow. They're going to call a foul. I think that's the right call. Tubbs went diving in there, put his arms around the Sanbury player. So Brendan now with three fouls, second foul of the half on Mount City. Bringing in to Austin Swayback. Gets it away to Martick. Martick is a 6'1 senior. He looks much taller than that to me. Oh, Mount City lost Corbin Fletchall, and he puts it up and in. He's got 10, and now it's 41-39 Stanbury. Oliver for a long three. Yes. Oh, my goodness. He was 3 feet behind the second line. Timeout called. Panthers up 42-41. Back in 30 seconds. I'm sending 101.3.
C&M Seed Center, LLC, is your bulk seed headquarters in Mound City. They are seed dealers for Asgrow, DeKalb, and Burris Power Hybrids, carrying all varieties of corn and soybeans, including the new Don Mario bean with Enlist. On-farm delivery of some seeds and great financing options are available, too. If you need seed, look no further. Call Kirby Miles at C&M Seed Center, LLC, 660-442-6085. Or stop by 302 West 2nd Street in Mound City. That's C&M Seed Center in Mound City. City, Missouri.
This is Sunny 101.3.
42-41, Mound City up by one. I think it's at 43. 42-41, they were down 41-39. Pressure in the backcourt. Get away to Ty Swayback. Still in the backcourt ahead to Martick. Martick up on the right side. Chris Grimmer takes his jacket off now. Martick and Mound City playing man-to-man defense here. High sway back, driving up, guarding him. His Tubbs with three fouls. Martick for three, no. Rebound, kept alive. Oliver comes down with it, and he got fouled in the backcourt, I believe, by Fletchall, number four. It is, and on Corbin Fletchall, it is the second foul. He fouled number two of the half on the Stanbury Bulldogs. Two team fouls each. Backcourt. Osborne coming up the floor. Round one man. Runs into Swayback. Fires it down. Osborne now a three-pointer. Young. Too strong. The rebound grabbed by Tyler Swayback. 1 point Panther lead. Swayback in the backcourt. Tubbs guards him. Tubbs has done a good job. He does have three fouls. Here's a drive to the left block. Cut up is McQuinn. Underneath that scrap for the ball. Held ball with one around City, and it goes to the Panthers. Panther basketball. Panthers with the lead, 6:22 to go, 42-41. Fourth quarter. Fourth period, Panthers up. As we said, 1 point, 42-41. Oliver for three, right side, on the rim, no. And a rebound over the back on Summers, I believe. They were both up there. Coach Ryan Osborne not very happy with the call. Summer, he was behind the rebounder, and it's going to end up his second foul, team foul number three, on Mound City. Pressure by the Panthers on the defense. In the backcourt, McQuinn off Will Young. That'll be kicked out of bounds in front of the Panther bench now. 6:02 to go. This is Sunny 101.3 KLZA, Ball City and Mound City. Now, Slayback to Slayback. Now, Tyler, the point guard, with it. Coming up the floor on the right side. Looking, keeps the dribble. Right side, goes with it. Bardic. Bardic holds out in front of his bench, beyond the line. Went around, picked up his dribble, knocked loose by Rother. Go for it, miss it. Bardic got, leads it back to Slayback. Free throw line, right side, Bardic. Off the line, almost got it to the referee, but Bardic makes the catch. Passes off, gets it back, 5.5 to play. Now with it, Ty Slayback out near midcourt between the circles, moving left. Picked up his dribble, left side, goes with it there to Fletchaw. Fletchaw back out to Slayback, way up the ladder to get it. He'll move up, dribbles into the paint, down the lane, right hand up, no, and a whistle and a foul. Referee in front of us didn't see foul. Foul will go, oh, that's Brendan Tubbs, that's number 4 on Brendan. 14 foul of the half. And at the line, Tyler Swayback. 2 for 4, shooting 2 here. Now, Tubbs will have to be careful. Free throw up, and oh, he got the friendly bounce. Actually, 2 of them. Auburn goes back on the offensive end, and 2 Stanbury defenders go with him. 5:13 to go. Free throw up and good. And now it is 43-42. Stanbury takes the lead after the tie. Now Summers will weave out top. Gavin pulls up. 15-footer. No. Rebound picked up. Little shove by Colby McQuinn. And he'll turn the rebound to Ty Swayback. Has done a little better job of the board here in the second half, but remember the end is still the advantage of Stanbury. Austin Swayback in the paint. Back out. Now left side for 3. Short, no good. Put up there by Fletchaw. Rebound to Rover. Ahead to Osborne. Goes in. And he got caught between 2 defenders and missed the layup. But coming the other way, Ty Swayback. Young went for the steal. Came up empty. Over to Martin. Oliver, just 2 big defenders go up there with him, and he rolled the ball right off the flat iron in the back on the layup attempt. Now, Summers tips it off the hands of Austin Swayback. Good defense again to the Panthers, but it's not been a lot of substitutes in this ballgame. Mount City has won 70. I don't think they've substituted at all here in the second half. Stanbury has won 60, but I know they haven't substituted here in the second half. Halfway through, quarter number 4. Will Young to Gavin Summers, right side to Rother. 2 men guarding Tony Osborne on the left block. Now down to Tubbs. Summers with it. Dribbling left. Osborne gets away from 1 defender, drives in, passes it off, and Tubbs missed it. Got his own rebound. Back up, and he got fouled. Tubbs on, it looked like it was going in, took an extra hop, and now he'll go to the line to try and tie the ball game. Foul will go on Austin Swayback, his 2nd. Team foul number 3 of the half. Tubbs with the 11 of the ball game. First trip to the line tonight, up and no. Panthers 1 out of 3 at the line in this ball game. Tubbs ready again, playing with 4 fouls. We're not even thinking about taking him out. Up, in and out, no. Rebound, Martic, his 7th by my calculations, which I'm sure aren't as accurate as they could be. 1-point Stanbury lead, looking to move on to the quarterfinals Saturday night at Mo West. Out top, Martic, guarded by Rother, driving on him. Rother cuts him off to Austin Swayback. Down the left side, lost the handle on it, gets the ball away there to McQuinn. McQuinn would shoot it, no. Rebound to Rother. Rother with his 7th rebound, ahead to Osborne. Pulls up, underneath, free throw line, Young, out of the right side, Tubbs. Hesitates, goes around the man, layup, good. Panthers reclaim the lead. Tubbs with 13, and the Panthers lead it with 2:54 to go. Mark that down, 2:54. They take the lead. And now to the right side, Ty Swayback up the floor, around Rother into the paint, layup good. 21 for Tyler Swayback. Our 4th lead change at quarter number 4. 45-44, Stanbury leads. Summers up the floor. They lob it back to him. Back to Young. Will for three. On the rim, no. And the rebound to Mardik. Mardik with the rebound. Full court pressure even on the rebound by the Panthers. Swayback. Guarded by Tubbs. Now he'll pull off of him with the four fouls. By Swayback to the front court with the basketball. 2 minutes, 5 seconds to go. Austin Swayback at the free throw line. Looking guarded by Summers. Swayback back and down. And now he's inside. Block. Oh, a foul on Summers. Oh, my goodness. Looked like a clean block upstairs. No, what a clean block. That's going to be Gavin Summers with his third foul. 15 foul. And Austin Swayback to the line to shoot two. His team up by one with a minute 56 to go. Austin Swayback ready. The left-hander on the way up. No. He's got 12 points in the ballgame. On the season, Swayback 45% at the free throw line. Second one for the senior. Up and no. Rebound, Summers. And a reach in and a foul going to be called on Stanberry. That'll be team foul number four. It's on Colby Quinn, his first. And a timeout is called. 45-44, Stanberry. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Sunny 101.3.
45 for Stanberry, 44 for Mount City. 1 minute, 55 seconds left in this game at this point. Mount City averaging 75 points a game, giving up 49 a game. Stanberry averaging only 55.6 a game, giving up just 40.7 a game on the season. Panther ball, here they come after the timeout by Stanberry. Tubbs ahead to Summers. Two men running with Osborne. Back now to Will Young. Back over to Summers. Long three on the rim. No, and a rebound brought down by Austin Swayback. They don't need to shoot behind that second three-point line. That was a long shot for Summers. Minute 28 to go. Mound City's got to give two fouls to get him to the line. To Austin Swayback, he'll pull it out. Over to Mardik in the right side wing. Dribbles out. And the ball loose. And Austin Swayback runs it down. And Osborne went for the steal. And he bumped into Swayback. Tony Osborne getting called for his first foul of the ball game. Team foul number six, but that's okay. The next one will put the Swayback. Stanberry at the line in a 1-1. Keaton Zimble checking in for Mound City now. Down will go Brendan Tubbs with the four fouls. So Mound City wants to start fouling. Zimble's one of the guys that can do it. He comes up on Swayback. Throw underneath. They got loose. Mardik. Layup is good. That's his first 2 points in the ballgame. And they're huge. 47-44. Osborne loose. Gets it away to Young. Pulls up. 12-footer on the rim. No. Austin Swayback. Another rebound. His 10th of the ballgame. Panthers may have to foul now. Ty Swayback. Not the guy you want to foul. Austin is. He doesn't shoot free throws very well. Bounce pass ahead. Drive it up. Pull it up now. Flip to Quinn. And finally, timeout. Stanberry with 33.8 seconds to go. They call a timeout. And they've got a 3-point lead in the ball. We'll return in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values.
Dunn's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Dunn's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years. With several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage, Dunn's Country Meats in Table Rock.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Back at St. Joe Civic Arena, 47-44. San Marino Bulldogs lead in Mount City, Kansas. Have only lost once this year. They've lost nobody in their own class. Another game tonight, State. Our boys advance to the state tournament. They beat Lawrence Nelson tonight, 65-41 out of the Dell. Johnson Brock lost their game tonight. They will not make state, 38-27. They lost again to Debbie Stratton County tonight out of Kearney. Well, Mound City trying to advance. They're down three with just 33.8 to go. Martin and a five-seconder, a timeout. Timeout by Stanberry. That might be their last timeout. Full timeout by Stanberry. Before they get it in, we're back in another 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at holdmanford.com.
Sunny
101.3. Well, Sandberg out of timeouts. Martin to inbound the ball. Looking, and he gets it in to Ty Schwaback. And he'll be fouled by William Hofer. William picks up his third. That's number seven. Not the guy you want to foul, but you don't have any choice. Tyler Schwaback, 4 out of 6 at the line. This is 1-1. He's got 21 points for the all scores in the game. Timeout, Mound City. They have, I believe, that's their second or third. They've got timeouts left 31 seconds ago. Back in 30 seconds on 101.3.
Marmon City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country parts and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Fall City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
31.6 seconds left. A couple of big, at least one big free throw here for Tyler Swayback. 4 out of 6 at the line. Hope you're all enjoying the game. Those of you on the radio and on MSCSports.net. Free throw up. No. Rebound brought down by Tubbs. Tubbs gives it to Oliver. Tony coming up the floor. He's going to want a three. Pulls up, gets it to Young, back to Oliver for three in the tie. Sure, no good. Rebound, and Austin Swayback. And a foul with 18 seconds to go. I'll tell you what, this defense for Stanford tonight, their game plan to slow down Tony Oliver. He's got 12 points. He's been held to 1 3-point bucket. It has been outstanding, and not only is it a good game plan, they have executed it as well as you could. Timeout on the floor with 18 seconds to go. We're back in 30 on Sunny 101.3.
Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. With regional strength and a local advantage, they're committed to serving your financial needs through qualified, individualized customer service. Visit fscbank.com to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at the Farmers State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. Farmers State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender, NMLS number 430503.
Sunny 101.3.
Way back at the line for 1-1. He was there moments ago. and he missed the front end. Mound City needs another miss here with 18.2 seconds to go. 4 out of 7. Why this one's pure? That makes it a two-possession game, a four-point lead. I don't think anybody has any timeouts left. I think it was Mound City's last one. Hops and good again. Nails them both. The lead is 5. Osborne coming up the floor. They try to foul it. It's fired for 3 off the mark. No. Austin's playback, the rebound, foul on William Rother, his 4th, and that one is just about going to seal the deal for Stanberry. Rother commits the foul, and he may have fouled out. I may have missed one earlier. William Rother leaves the ball game with 2 points. Austin Swayback, this is the final 1-1 of the night. It's up and short. He hit the ring, dipped and went out of bounds. Mound City down 5 with just 11.1 seconds to go. Not sure how you pull this miracle off. Get it in to Will Young, up the floor in a hurry. Young, and they tried to foul. The ball's loose on the floor. Osborne for 3, got it. No timeouts left, or did they have one? Oliver hit the 3. He's got 15. And Mound City does call what is their final timeout. Okay. So that's their final timeout. We'll keep it here. It's 49-47. Never say never. But checking into the ballgame for Mound City is William Heck. Now, ideally, they would get a steal on a three-pointer, or at least a two-pointer tie. Their other option is they can even foul before the ball is inbound and put them at the line. But then again, Stanberry could seal it with a pair of free throws, making a four-point lead. So we will see. Austin Swayback is going to inbound it. Now, Zimbles will guard Tyler Swayback. And a foul on Auburn before the inbound. That's what I thought would happen. Tony picks up his 2nd team foul, number 10 on Mound City. So now it's going to be 2 free throws at the other end. And it's going to be Corbin Fletchall, his 1st trip to the line tonight. Auburn's got 3 fouls. Oh, it's 2 free throws now for Colvin Fletchall. 10 points the ball game to a 5'10 senior. It's up, it's short, no good. The best he can do is make it a 3-point game. Tubbs back in for Mound City for Heck. Mound City is almost just as good off as he makes this, make it a 3-point lead. No timeouts left. 2.2 seconds to go. Here comes the season. Free throw off, off, no good. Rebound, Osborne. Get it to Osborne. He got fouled. Oh, my goodness. God, that's only the 15 foul. The 2 seconds ran off the clock. Tyler Swayback made a heck of a, that's a good foul. That's only the 15 foul, but how did 2.2 seconds go off the clock for 2 seconds? Inbound to Osborne, and it's knocked away. And Stanberry going crazy. They knock off number 1 ranked Mound City, 49-47 in the quarterfinals here at St. Joe Civic Arena. 49-47. The final score. We'll come back and wrap it up after this 1-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at goldentriangleenergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
Alan and the staff at Yoakum Service on East 2nd in Mound City would like to wish the Mound City Panthers success in today's game. The Mound City Panthers and Yoakum Service are two winning teams. Farmers, in order to have a great growing season, team up with Yoakum Service. They have the chemicals to keep your crops healthy and the fertilizer to produce a record crop. Yoakum Service. See them in Mound City today.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Final score tonight, 49-47. The Stanbury Bulldogs avenge their loss to Mound City back in November when they lost by 30, and they win tonight, 49-47, a game that saw four lead changes in the fourth quarter and two ties in the fourth quarter after Stanbury had led the entire way. Leading the way for the Stanbury Bulldogs tonight was Tyler Swayback, the 6'3 senior guard, 23 points in the ballgame, 13 in the first half. He went 4 out of 5 at the foul line in the fourth quarter tonight. His brother Austin Swayback had a dozen points and also a dozen rebounds by my count tonight. 10 points for Corbin Fletchall, 2 each for Colby McQuinn and Landon Mardik. Mardik also did a good job on the boards for Stanbury. Stanbury 5-15 at the free throw line in tonight's ballgame. For Mound City tonight, they are led by Tony Osborne. He had 15 points in the ballgame, 13 of those in the second half. He had 2 3-pointers in the fourth quarter late, but he faced box and one or triangle and two defense all night, and it was keep the ball away from Tony Osborne. That was the defensive strategy for Stanbury. As I said, it was not only the game plan, it was executed to perfection. Will Young, 13 points for Mound City tonight. Brendan Tubbs, 13 points for the Panthers. 2 each for Keaton Zemble, Gavin Summers, and William Rother at the ballgame tonight for Mound City. The Panthers did not get where they want back to the Final Four and a chance of the state championship. They end up the year 27 wins and 2 losses, 27-2 final season record for the Mound City Panthers. Coach Ryan Osborne did a great job with the kids, his seniors, saying goodbye tonight, taking the floor for the last time for Mound City. Brendan Tubbs, also tonight, William Rother, William Heck, Will Young, Gavin Summers, and, of course, Tony Osborne. Tony Osborne, the Mound City all-time leading boys basketball scorer. He had 3,065 points, I believe, coming into the game. Finishes with 3,080, I believe. I believe that's number 4 or 5 all-time in Missouri high school boys basketball history. What a career for Tony Osborne coming to a close here tonight. Take your hat off to Stanbury. They set, as I said, great defensive game plan, and they ran it to perfection tonight, got the win over the Mound City Panthers. Our other games on the air tonight went like this, and KTNC, it was Falls City Sacred Heart with a win, advancing the Nebraska Boys State Tournament next week with a 65-41 win over Lawrence Nelson tonight. Johnson Brock's season came to an end tonight. They lost to Dendy County Stratton tonight. 38-27 was the final there, and Mound City came up on the short of a 49-47 score. So we are done with basketball in the state of Missouri for this year, unfortunately. Thanks to all the sponsors. Thanks to all the fans. We enjoy hearing from you and talking to you and visiting all the time. Tremendous, tremendous fan base for the Mound City Panthers. And next week, it'll be Nebraska girls and boys state tournament basketball, the first time we've ever had the girls and the boys play in the same week in Nebraska. Teams will be covering. You know, Monday morning, we will have the Falls City Sacred Heart Irish. Their opponent will be Wynot. That's a 9 o'clock game Monday morning. And if I don't see the pairings yet, but I believe it'll be Sterling in the next game. Is here, I think, the 5th seed or the 4th seed. They'll play right after Sacred Heart, I believe, on Monday morning. The Falls City Sacred Heart boys in Class D2 and the Auburn Bulldog boys in Class C1 all have qualified for the Nebraska Boys and Girls State Tournament next week. So we'll have a busy week covering that tournament. We'll let you know who we're covering and when we know who we're covering, when they all play. We'll get that all figured out and let you know. So we invite you to join us for state tournament action next week on Sunny 101.3. All right, for Colin Feldkamp, back to the studio, running the show, doing a great job. I'm John Nixon saying good night, everybody, from St. Joe.